the Duke responded. Whatever the flow might be, it flowed more swiftly. It moved lightly on its way with returning joy. Pox followed the flow, to find a source of stagnation, some evil essence. She felt herself touch it, and it dissolved, running away, overtaken by her flame, and then gone. With that, the Duke's body swung back to its own balance. She felt the restored health, and the rejection at the same instant, and pulled herself back into her own body just ahead of it. His eyes were open. Blank, for a moment, then fully aware, startled, and intent all at once. Pock stepped back, shaken by her gift. Simmet stared at her. They all did. The room's light was golden from lamps. Her spell light had disappeared.
What?
The Duke had his head up now, raking the room with his glance. His hand lay over his ribs, where the dagger had gone in.
My lord, it was Venner.
This so-called lady, Pox was the only one who could...
Quiet!
Arkelin's voice cut through them, and brought order. Krakonia, Velici, guard her, nothing else. My lord Duke, it seems your steward was a traitor of some sort. Pox has killed him. The rest of us were somehow spellbound, unable to move, though we heard enough. Kesem is dead, and that... He paused and glared at Arvis.
She stabbed me, said the Duke calmly. I remember that. Some kind of argument, and then darkness, and then I felt a blade in my side.
He sat up on the edge of the table, and looked down at the blood that streaked his skin and clothes.
Heh, no mark now. Who had the healing potion so handy?
He looked at Visanya and Simmet.
Not us, my lord, Poxenarian.
You heal, as well as fight?
The Duke looked at Pox. She met his eyes. With the High Lord's permission, my lord, I have been able to. Sometimes. He looked at Arvis, and his face hardened.
You, he said, and stopped. You. Will you say why? You were willing, you said, to share my name. Why kill, then?
She said nothing, until Krakonia shifted behind her, then gasped,
You! Petty, base-born lout, Duke, you call yourself? That's not the title you should bear. I was willing to share your name, as long as it served my lady's purpose. But you'd have had a blade in your heart some day, as you still shall.
He raised an eyebrow.
Your lady? And who is that? Is the queen that angry with me?
She laughed, a harsh, forced laughter.
Queen! What do you know of queens who call a mortal human queen? When you see her webs around you and feel her poison, who has enmeshed those far higher than humans, then you will know a queen. I speak of the web mistress Akria, whose power no man can withstand. And yet I live, and you are captive. Was Veneristimon also her agent? Why should I answer you?
Because your mistress is far away, and I am here. You may wish an easy death, though you would deal a hard one.
Kill as you please,
she answered. Whatever you do, my lady will avenge me and him, and give you endless torment.
I doubt that.
The Duke looked among the litter of things swept to the floor, and picked up a small narrow-bladed dagger, hardly as long as his hand.
This is yours, is it not? Would you wish to taste your own brew?
As you will.
She seemed to droop in Krakonia's arms. Pox and the others stared, surprised at her. Then Pox gasped, as her face changed, shifting from the fair-skinned, soft curves she had shown to